Their faces change like a shutter opening, the unlocking behind the eyes. I had imagined that night so often. The dark mountain road, the sunless sea, a woman felled on the night lawn. And though the details had receded over the years, grown their second and third skins, when I heard the lock jamming open near midnight, it was my first thought. The stranger at the door. I waited for the sound to reveal its source. A neighbor's kid bumping a trash can onto the sidewalk. A deer thrashing through the brush. That's all it could be, I told myself, this far-off rattle in the other part of the house. And I tried to picture how harmless the space would seem again in daylight, how cool and beyond danger. But the noise went on, passing starkly into real life. There was now laughter in the other room, voices, the pressurized swish of the refrigerator. I trawled for explanations, but kept catching on the worst thought. After everything, this was how it would end. Trapped in someone else's house, among the facts and habits of someone else's life. My bare legs, jotted with varicose veins,